You're listening to the Gospel Project for Preschooling Kids Weekly Leader Training, helping you teach your kids the big story of the Bible.
Welcome back to the Weekly Leader Training for the Gospel Project for Preschool and Kids. This week, Karen and I will cover Unit 24, Session 3, Jesus Walked on Water. So let's see. Last time I was mean. The time before you said I wasn't funny.
Yeah.
So let's just move. What is this? What's the big idea here, Karen? I don't know where to go. I don't know what to do now.
I've taken away the comedic aspect.
All my joy has been robbed.
I'm so sorry. Well, you can totally bring it back next time. Yeah. Okay. Big idea of this session is Jesus walked on water, demonstrating he is God, and he demonstrated his power to save when a person places faith in him.
Yeah, of course. And that's talking about Peter when he's out there and takes his eyes off. All right. So let's just move on to any ideas or any areas needing caution or extra prep. And I'll start because I kind of just intimated it. Mm-hmm. I would just be careful with this story. This story is not about Peter. Often what happens is, and again, not intentionally, but a lot of times we start teaching a story. All right, here's Jesus walking on water. Oh, there's Peter. And we focus on Peter.
Yeah.
Peter is not unimportant, but he's not the focus. Jesus is the focus. It's Jesus revealing something about himself. And even Peter coming out there was because Jesus told him to come out, and Jesus saved Peter. And so a lot of times we just want to be careful about not focusing on Peter wrongly. Also be careful about focusing too much on Peter and the lessons we can try to learn from him.
Yeah.
I've heard this. I don't know if you've ever heard it, Karen. I'm sure you have.
Yeah, definitely. Thinking about it
You know, Peter took his eyes. What do we take our eyes off of Jesus and put them on? And is there some truth to that? Yeah. But that's not the main idea here. Mm-hmm. I mean, Jesus is walking on water.
Yeah. Don't miss that.
That's the main idea, not where our eyes are. Again, is that unimportant? Perhaps not. But if that is taught, if that's emphasized at the expense of Jesus walking on water, then I would be careful.
Yeah, you can always reorient yourself back to like the purpose of a Bible story by saying, what does this teach me about God? So I think that's something a practice that's good to get into. Yeah, definitely Peter is important, but he's not the main thing here.
No.
So,
All right, so what do you have? Any areas of prep or anything for preschool?
Yeah, I just wanted to highlight a few activities. I thought our writer had some unique water activities this time I wanted to point out. You know, we do a lot of water activities whenever it comes up because it's just such a great sensory activity. But one of the activities we have is sink the bowl. So it's like there's a bowl in water and you're adding items to the bowl to see how you can get the bowl to sink. It's just a different take on it. It makes it more than just a sensory activity. It involves some science there. You know, I don't expect you to get into density with preschoolers, but it's still fun for them to get to do it.
So take a picture of you writing out the formula for buoyancy on the chalkboard and send it in to us.
True. Another fun activity this writer had was a test your guess. So it has to do with water again and things floating, but it actually involves the activity page. And we typically don't hearken back to the activity page later in the session. But in this activity, with the activity page, preschoolers have to guess. There's different items on the page, and they guess which one would float in water and which wouldn't. And then later on, they actually get to test their guess out. I thought that was a really fun way to test predictions. Adds another element to it. So
let me pause right there. Then that means you may have a different rhythm this week, because I know when I teach, I will collect the activity pages at the beginning of time when they're done with them, of course, and kind of put them aside.
That's true.
So you may want to think through. You may still be able to do that and redistribute them, or you may want to leave them. So just think through. You maybe require a little bit different rhythm of how you handle those pages.
Yeah, that's a good word. I forgot. A lot of times I don't even get to the activity page in my class. Yeah. So if you don't, you may want to pull it out this time. Some fun things in the Babies and Toddlers Leader Guide is listening to ocean noises, and you'll remember we used some sound effects back in session one when Jesus calmed the storm, so you can get more bang for your buck out of those or your Google search, and listen to those ocean noises again for an activity. And also making sensory bottles, those are so fun for kids, so you'll want to save your empty plastic bottles, and you can put those together. And you know what, this may need the glitter warning, but it's not taking glitter in the classroom, it's glitter as you prep. So
Yeah, and that one, of course, just make sure you cleanse all those bottles and so forth.
Yeah,
and just go through all that.
Yeah, and definitely they're not going to be opening the bottle at all. You should make sure it's really secure with duct tape along the top. So, yeah.
All right, so let's move on to the areas that we're excited about God potentially working and what he might do through the session. Mm-hmm. So I'll start. I think one of the things is we see the priority of prayer in Jesus' life here at the beginning. And it's easy to read past. It's kind of feels like just a setup.
Yeah.
But it's not unimportant. We just had a session on prayer a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And this is a time where we see Jesus praying and making it a priority. And so I think there's a good teaching moment there, a way to encourage our kids and ourselves.
Yeah.
Another thing tangent to that is, to me, it seems like Jesus kind of orchestrates this whole situation, right?
Yes.
He kind of hangs back. No, you guys go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to pray. Now, again, that was not fake. He was praying. That was important. But it's like two things going on here. It's like, now go ahead, because I want you to experience something. So those guys are out there in the water in this storm, and it's crazy. They're frightened.
Yeah.
But that's exactly where Jesus wanted them to be. He wanted them to experience that so that he could walk out to them and reveal something about himself. And I think that is important as well, that our kids understand that God can do the same thing or similar things in our lives, that he can orchestrate things and lead us to places that may be uncomfortable or even scary to a degree, but he's doing it for a reason.
Yeah.
And we may not see it on earth. Sometimes we will. The disciples, hopefully they connected the dots. They were kind of slow at times, but hopefully they connected the dots. But so we're not promised to understand. We may not have that aha moment on earth, but at least we will in heaven.
Yeah, true.
And we'll see, oh, this is why God had me go through this. Oh, this is why this happened. And so I think, again, this would not be the main thing I would draw our kids' attention to, of course. Jesus walking on water, him being God, that's the main thing. But these could be interesting tangents, I think, worth pursuing.
Yeah. You just feel the Holy Spirit lead. Yeah. And I think mine is very similar. I just, I feel like the older I get, the more I feel like so much of the Christian life is just learning to trust God, and walking that out. And so I feel like this session is just a perfect example of that. The disciples were learning to trust Jesus in every situation and that they could rely on him and, Peter especially in this session. So I think just, helping little ones learn from the very beginning to trust the Lord. Again, trust is such a, what is the word I'm looking for? Abstract concept, I guess.
Yeah.
Just we use abstract a lot. But it's like something you can't really put into words necessarily, but you kind of know it when you feel it. And so just kind of getting that on their radar, I think, is so important.
And let me just take a minute and turn it around.
Yeah.
When we talked earlier about not overemphasizing Peter, but hopefully we made it clear that does not mean we neglect him.
Yeah.
And here, sometimes we look at Peter, and Peter throughout the Gospels, we just love Peter. We just want to give him a hug and pat him on the head.
Bless his heart.
Bless his heart. Because a lot of times he was quite frankly clueless, as were the other. But here we want to look and say, oh, Peter, you took your eyes off. And we kind of, again, want to lump him in. Another time Peter made a mistake. Who else got out of the boat?
True.
He was the only one who was bold enough.
Yeah.
I mean, so he demonstrates great faith and trust that you're talking about here at the beginning. Now, he loses it. He wanes. But I think we got to give him credit here.
Yeah.
Sorry. So let's give Peter some credit here that he trusted Christ enough. He was aware of who Christ is, the power of Christ enough, at least the beginning, to get out there. And so, again, just let's be fair to Peter, and especially if we're talking about trust and this growing thing.
True, yeah. And true, remember, our trust is always in who the object of our trust, not the quality of our faith, but the object of our faith. Jesus is worth trusting. He's trustworthy. So, yeah.
Outstanding. All right, let's wrap it up there then. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. We hope that you found it helpful as you prepare to teach the Gospel Project for kids and preschool. For more helpful resources, visit gospelproject.com.